Good morning, Linda Bailey, Newcastle County Audit Committee, calling the meeting to get to, starting the meeting at 8:02. First item on the agenda is the adoption of the minutes from 4:23:15. Any questions, concerns on the minutes? If none, can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Do I hear a second? All in favor? Aye. Moving on, presentation of audit plan for next 6 months. Bob, I guess that's you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sharita, I don't have an extra copy.
We should.
What I distributed to you on Friday, I just wanted to cover, give an overview of this document. The first section is relevant authority, and it talks about the annual audit plan. And we have been doing an audit plan informally rather than formally at the audit committee meetings, although a couple of times we presented a formal plan. I'm not sure if you three were on the audit committee yet. But we're actually presenting this formally. The audit committee approves this. This will be sent to county council and the county executive and the county CAO and the county CFO, who's Mike Coop sitting in the corner there. There's a section generally accepted government auditing standards called GAGAS. We're required to follow these as government auditors. If you look at that first paragraph in GAGAS 1.01, it talks about standards provide a framework for conducting high-quality audits with competence, integrity, objectivity, and independence. Such standards help to improve government operations and services. And then if you go two paragraphs down from that, the majority of the audits that we perform are what we call performance audits per generally accepted government auditing standards. And performance audits are designed to determine whether internal controls provide reasonable assurance regarding the achievement of management objectives in three categories: operations, reporting, and compliance, and that operations are effective and efficient. And the paragraph right above that, in performance audits that comply with GAGAS, auditors obtain reasonable assurance that evidence is sufficient and appropriate to support the auditor's findings and conclusions in relation to the audit objectives. The last paragraph talks about this publication, Standards for Internal Control in the Federal Government. It's actually known as the Green Book. It sets the standards for effective internal control in federal government agencies. A lot of state and local governments are implementing the Green Book. As a matter of fact, the external auditors told me they might make a management letter comment that recommending management adopt the Green Book. I don't know if they had discussed that. Okay. I'm sure they'll be talking to us more about it. The next page, the Green Book incorporates COSO's Internal Control Integrator Framework for identifying the internal controls management is implemented to help accomplish its objectives. This is the executive summary of, back in 1992, there was a group formed composed of representatives, I think, of the ASCPA and the Institute of Internal Auditors and all these accounting, auditing-type organizations. And they came up with a common definition of internal control. And then in 2015, they updated that study. And I've passed each of you an executive summary of that study. I just want to cover it briefly. So if you look at the first paragraph in the executive summary, COSO's Internal Control Integrator Framework enables organizations to effectively and efficiently develop systems of internal control that adapt to changing business and operating environments, mitigate risks to acceptable levels, and support sound decision-making and governance of the organization. And then if you go to page 3 of this document, it defines internal control. Internal control is a process effected by entities, board directors, management, and other personnel designed to provide reasonable assurance regarding the achievement of objectives relating to operations, reporting, and compliance. And if you go down to the bottom, there's a section called objectives, and it gives a little bit more information on objectives. The external auditors really concentrate on the reporting objectives when they look at internal control. They're concerned about the internal controls over the preparation of the financial statements and ensuring the numbers fairly represent the financial condition of the county. Internal auditors broaden that somewhat and look at compliance objectives, if there's any applicable laws and regulations, where the internal controls over ensuring those are met. And operations objectives, there may be operational goals the organization has other than financial goals. And if you go to the next page, page 4, components of internal control, there's actually 5 components of internal control per this publication. And one is the control environment, which basically is a tone at the top regarding the importance of internal control in the organization. If management at the top doesn't believe in having strong internal controls, then obviously that's going to pervade down through the lower level people, and that's not good. Risk assessment is the second component. Management should really be identifying the risks that threaten the achievement of their objectives and making sure that controls exist to mitigate those risks. And that's the next component, control activities. Policies and procedures in place to mitigate the risks towards achieving the objectives. The fourth component, information and communication. Obviously, you've got to have adequate information and communication throughout people in the organization to support the whole internal control structure. And monitoring activities. Management's responsible for internal control, and they should have some mechanism in place to ensure people are doing the control activities they should be doing. Then if you go to the next page, I know I'm breezing through this thing, page 6, components and principles. Each of those 5 components has principles associated with it. And you can see control environment has 5 principles, and I think between the 5 components, there's 17 principles in all. And then if you go all the way to page 8, the effective internal control, the very first paragraph, an effective system of internal control reduces to an acceptable level the risk of not achieving an entity objective and may relate to 1, 2, or all 3 categories of objectives. It requires that each of the 5 components and relevant principles is present and functioning. So theoretically, in evaluating internal control over a particular function, you say we were auditing the payroll function. Yes, we should be looking at the 5 components and the principles within those 5 components and making sure that each of the principles is there. Bless you.
Bless you.
That's just a brief overview. At a future meeting, we can go into more detail. Back to the memo on the audit plan schedule. In formulating the audit plan, we sought input from the executive office, the county council, and the audit committee. We try to continually assess the risks in county government and use that assessment in formulating the plan. As I said earlier, once this is approved by the audit committee, it was submitted to the executive, CAO, CFO, and county council. And any amendments we have to the plan will be submitted to the same parties. And Mike, after this meeting, I'll be providing this to everybody. Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't bring extra copies of this.
That's okay.
Okay.
Monday morning.
It is Monday morning. does anybody have any questions on what's here?
Yeah,
And then we have a paragraph down at the bottom. In addition to the above items, the county auditor's office has set aside hours to review any county government-related items that arise during the year that the county auditor deems worthy of review. This, a lot of times, issues come up just from sitting in committee meetings and hearing what's going on in county government. And there may be something county council is really wants more information on and is concerned about. So it's possible that we may look at something else which is not on the schedule right now. But if we do, we'll notify the audit committee of that and notify the executive office.
Well, I had a question on the first one. Is there's a draft report here on the sewer connection? Is that the one we've seen, or is it?
No, you haven't seen it yet. The one you saw was sewer billing.
Okay.
Yeah. The one you haven't seen is the sewer connection, the fees charged for somebody to connect to the sewer system. We hope to have that soon.
With the delinquent property taxes, is that part of the sheriff's office, or is that a different?
No, that's actually finance. Yeah, that's actually something we've worked on, and we're working on a draft report for that.
Okay.
That's actually the finance department that collects. They have a collections area within the treasury section of the finance department.
So they kind of pinpoint that these are delinquent, and then they give it to the sheriff's office to, like, foreclose if necessary. Is that kind of that?
Yeah. I mean, if it comes to that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. First, obviously, they try and enter into a payment plan with the customer. But there are times when finance goes to the law department. I guess the law department initiates proceedings, and eventually, if there's a judgment from the court, that would go to the sheriff's office, and it'd be a sheriff's sale.
The county investments audit that we spent time on in prior meetings, is that deemed closed for this cycle, and then that will come up again in however many years we cycle back to that, or what is the dispensation on that?
Actually, we're going to be issuing the report and final with evaluations and management's responses to the comments.
Okay.
That should be happening soon. And then it would be up sometime in the future, although it wouldn't be, I don't think it's going to be up in the near future. Does anybody have any other questions?
To approve this schedule?
Yeah.
Or plan, I guess you call it?
Yeah, the plan and the schedule is really, we're going to do these in the order in which they're listed. The five bullets, they'll be done in the order listed.
Over the next 6 months?
Yeah.
Starting in October?
It's probably going to be closer to November 1st.
But okay.
Let's do it October 19th.
Yeah,
I guess.
So do I have a motion to approve the audit plan for the next 6 months?
I believe we approve the plan.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Moving on. Status of audits and vacant associate staff audit for position.
Well, basically, as we said, the sewer connection fees and collection of delinquent property taxes, the sewer fees, they're in draft, and we'll have those before the end of the year.
So, I noted United Water changed the way they are billing. Is that, and I know we had the issue with Artesian. Should we, I guess we can't hold it open to see if, or do we want to hold it open until we see if everything's correct in the United bills? Or if we see if issues come to light, you let people know at that point?
What exactly is the problem with the United bills? There was a problem with the United bills for 2015?
No, remember when Artesian went to the monthly cycle?
Yeah.
There was that created the issue with the billing.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So now United has gone to a monthly billing. And they did that in the middle of the year, so...
I'll touch base with finance, but I think finance is on top of that. I have no doubt in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah, good question. The vacant associates, the reason it says associate slash staff is we have an associate position, which is basically somebody right out of college, and we have a staff position, which is like 1 to 2 years experience. So the person hired is going to be either associate or staff, depending upon their experience. We have it narrowed down to a couple people, and we may ask back for a second interview to decide which one. But we hope to hire somebody by November. One of the persons we interviewed was good, but the person wasn't available until next May.
That's a long time.
Yeah, the person's graduating with one degree in December, but is going for a second degree, which is May, so I just assumed they'd be available in December. But we can't wait.
And there's no way part-time or something that could work out?
No.
Okay.
The next meeting, we'll just do the normal. I'll send out an email. I mean, we're definitely going to have the meeting in December. We might try and have one in November. The meeting in December would probably be the second Tuesday of December, which is the county council meeting, which is the meeting where the external auditor present the results of the financial statement audit. And we would do it at lunchtime again here. I don't know what that date is, but keep that, check your calendars. It'll be the second Tuesday.
December 8th.
Okay.
All right. So I need a motion for the next item that we go into an executive session to discuss a personnel matter in which the name, competencies, and abilities of the individuals are discussed. Do I have a motion?
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, Lisa.
See you back.
All in favor?
Aye.
Bob, the signing sheet's right there.
Okay, thank you, Lisa.
All right, Lisa. Yeah, I'll put up here for you.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, see you guys later.
Yeah, stop.
Do I have a motion to come out of the executive session where we discussed a personnel matter?
Make a motion to come out of the executive session.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Can I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
How are things at your jobs?